Ian McWilliam from Glenfarclas, thank you for joining us here on Whiskey Experts. Good to have you on the show here. How was the year for Glenfarclas so far?
2016's been another fantastic year for Glenfarclas. We're almost at the end of the year, and I'm very confident it will be a record year for us. Sales are going extremely well around the world.
What about the markets? What's the percentage of market share in Europe and Asia? Which one is the bigger market for you then?
For Glenfarclas in general, now, our biggest market for volume is Germany. Okay. We're supplying the domestic market there, and also we're supplying duty-free through two companies in Germany, so that's creating very good volumes. Actually, for value, our value is actually coming from Asia, Taiwan in particular. So the Asian market is very active in older ages, the more collectible bottles like family casks, single cask bottlings.
Oh, I see. So do you notice any difference in taste between the Asian markets and the European markets? So what do people prefer there and here?
I think Asian market in sort of whiskey history is a relatively new market. So there's a lot of new people discovering single malt whiskey for the first time. And I think, fortunately for Glenfarclas, the Asian palate is looking at sort of sherry cask, sweeter whiskies. Perhaps more the European market, much more mature market. I find personally quite often people come and ask me, do you have any peated or smoky Glenfarclas? But of course, we don't have that at Glenfarclas. So I think the Asian market is quite new, very keen on, on the sweeter things, and I'm sure that will develop, and their palates will change and look for, all the different ranges of single malt whiskey that's available.
Talking about sherry casks, you source them in Spain, of course. So which bodega do you get
correct,
it from?
Yeah. The company we've been dealing direct with one company. It's a company called Jose and Miguel Martí, and they're based in Huelva in Spain. So their business historically was producing sherry, but now their main business now is producing sherry casks for ourselves and various other Scotch whisky companies.
So, do you think that the quality of cask has changed over the time, a sherry cask you get? I mean, they are not really used for sherry production anymore. They are really made for the whisky industry, aren't they?
That's correct, yeah. The casks we're buying, we're looking for the casks that have been seasoned or maturing Oloroso sherry for between 3 and up to 5 years. So the wood's been seasoning in the sherry, and then we are getting them direct from Spain. But yeah, certainly the business has changed a lot for that company. Historically, sherry was their, bottled sherry was their income. Now it's wood.
So correct me if I'm wrong. I imagine that the casks themselves are much younger than they were before. So they have been prepared with sherry for 3 to 5 years. Before that, they were used longer for storing sherry, if I'm correct. So the wood must be more active, isn't it?
I think so, yeah. No, historically for ourselves, before we had that connection in Spain, we used to source sherry casks. No, sherry it was imported into UK. So, yeah, you're correct. Now, the sherry would have been perhaps maturing for a longer period. But I think what we get now is consistency. The cask we're buying, we are looking at the top quality casks, paying a premium price for those, and we are getting consistent results in 8 years, 10 years, 15 years, and beyond.
Let me just ask you if you would have to recommend someone a typical Glenfarclas from the core range, which one would it be?
For sort of new people, I would recommend something like our Glenfarclas 10 years old or 12 years old. It's a nice introduction to Glenfarclas. It's not an aggressive whiskey. There's little hints of spiciness there. You've got the sweetness from sherry, so that's a nice introduction. For me personally, I enjoy Glenfarclas 21 years old. Many people enjoy the 15 years old, a much more rich, full-bodied whiskey. So, yeah, 12-year-old your introduction, and then perhaps moving to the 15, or for myself, the 21-year-old is, say, a great favourite of mine.
You have a very large core range with a lot of expressions in there. Are there any plans to change them, to to thin them, to drop some of them, or would you like to keep all of them?
No, being family owned, today's chairman, John Grant, the fifth generation, his son George, the sixth generation, really focused on making sure we've got stocks for the future, the core range of Glenfarclas. We've got no plans to change that at all. Now we've got from our 8 years old right up to 25 years old, we've got 30 years old, 40 years old. So we will try our very best to make sure we don't change that.
And
And of course, that needs investment in the future, laying down more and more stocks.
of course. And you still got a lot of casks you can bottle as family casks, don't you?
Yeah, family casks again. No, it's been a great introduction to the range of Glenfarclas way back in 2007. So over 9 years, that range has been available. Today, we're still offering from 1954 right through to 2001. So no, it's a large range. Every year is currently available, but of course stocks are going down, especially of the older ages.
And what about the plain casks you once did? I remember you had one for Austria that was just a bourbon cask. Do you still have casks like that? And are you planning to do single cask bottlings with them?
We don't actually have any bourbon barrels maturing at Glenfarclas. No, the plain casks would have been originally bourbon barrels. Broken down out in America, taken over to Scotland, remade as a hogshead size, and used somewhere else to mature Scotch whisky before arriving at Glenfarclas. Because that the bourbon influence now from fresh bourbon casks, our Glenfarclas new spirit's quite a sweet, delicate spirit, and we don't get the results now. We don't get the Glenfarclas character we're looking for. So a plain cask would have been really a third fill, a remade hogshead. We've still got a few of those in the warehouse, but what we're finding with the large amount of sherry casks we've got, we're using these sherry casks possibly up to four times, depending on age. So we're getting more and more towards a plain cask is very similar to a fourth full sherry cask.
I
So
see.
eventually, we'll sort of we won't be refilling these plain casks that they're remade by. Hogsheads. It's nice now. It's nice now. The bottling we did for Austria for pot still. No, it's a nice, a different style, completely different from the historical, traditional
Yes,
Glenfarclas
absolutely.
sherry cask.
Well, a last question about 2017. Is there anything planned you can tell us about bottlings, or do you still go for consistency, bringing the core range, or do you have something special in mind for the next year?
No, we don't change things much at Glenfarclas. Now we've got a nice core range. Nothing's going to be added to that. Occasionally, we have maybe bring out a gift pack, something like that. We are considering maybe bringing out another sort of limited edition aged version of the 105, the cask strength. We did a 40 years old version back in 2008. We did a 20 years old version in 2010. So it really depends. We'll get a look to see what casks we've got, and maybe do something with 105. But it really depends on the volume of casks and the strength we've got.
Something very old or
Family casks.
something.
It won't be very old because the 40-year-old we did was exceptionally rare to get 60% alcohol. 40 years old. I don't think we'll
Yes.
ever be able to do that again. But yeah, certainly something. Something maybe for the future. But of course, everything depends on John and George Grant.
Of
Being
course.
family owned, they're the decision makers.
Ian, thank you so much for joining in. It was a pleasure talking to you, and all the best for the new year and happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and thank you so much again.
Talking to you now, sitting here in our VIP lounge at Glenfarclas, surrounded by some wonderful whiskies. So again, to all your listeners. I wish them all a very Merry Christmas and look forward to another successful 2017.
Thank you.
No problem. Thank you.